two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in for Jeff Kaplan, 88 degrees, downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. Protesters gathered at the home of Gabby Petito's boyfriend today, who returned to their home 16 days ago without her. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
And Marie, yes, frustration is growing against the family of Brian Laundry, the person of interest in that disappearance. People have reportedly held protests outside of the Laundry home, which the Northport Police Department does not condone. Her father, Joseph Petito, was interviewed by Northport, saying his daughter was always looking to be positive no matter what the situation was.
You know, there's so much negativity in the world, and you turn to this beautiful soul, and she just sees the beauty in it. Like, you don't see people like that a lot. It's kind of probably one of the reasons she's got so much attention.
Officers in Florida say they do not have her phone, which means that it was not in the van when it was seized as evidence. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And in developing news, the Grand County Sheriff's Office just moments ago says the case of Petito's disappearance and the murder case of Crystal Turner and Kylan Schulte are not related. Meanwhile, the news conference that we did anticipate this hour out of Teton County, Wyoming, has been canceled. We will bring you the very latest as we hear it. The state Senate president and House Speaker are not fans of the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for businesses. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports.
Senate President Stuart Adams supports getting more people vaccinated, but not requiring it.
I feel like businesses ought to be making the decision, and that's why, you know, I don't think the government should be making the decision.
He and House Speaker Brad Wilson agree and both stand with Governor Spencer Cox in saying the government shouldn't be making the decision. It should be up to a business owner.
Forcing businesses or behavior citizens from government just doesn't make a lot of sense to us.
The lawmakers say they're both waiting to see the official order when it's released, but they say they're ready to support the Utah Attorney General's threat of legal action against the federal government. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's national stories this hour. An FDA panel doesn't recommend that everyday people get a booster of the Pfizer vaccine, but the panel did recommend emergency use for those 65 and older or those with compromised immune systems.
We do have a unanimous 18 out of 18 who voted yes.
The panel says there is a lack of evidence that boosters are needed for the general public. The White House says if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, the federal government will run out of cash to keep the lights on.
The White House Friday is raising alarms that critical government funding, billions of dollars in state aid and federally funded state programs, could be cut off if Republicans do not join Democrats to pass a measure to raise the debt ceiling. More broadly, the White House warned a failure to act could also lead to a recession. Congress has never in the past not raised the debt ceiling, but for now, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is standing firm on his threats that Republicans will not get on board. The White House says a default could impact federal disaster relief, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
7 children and 3 adults are dead after a U.S. drone strike in late August hit them instead of the Islamic State extremists the Biden administration was supposedly targeting. The Pentagon made the reversal after a New York Times investigation into video showing a propane tank may have been the cause of the fiery explosion that followed the missile strike. ABC's Louis Martinez breaks down why senior officials say the target was carrying explosives.
That was the cause of that secondary explosion, which many senior officials had said was the convincing factor for them that this was that there were explosives in that car.
U.S. Central Command had said the strike disrupted an imminent ISIS-K threat to Kabul's airport and that they were confident that they successfully hit the target. In Afghanistan, the Taliban rebranded the country's women's ministry. Reuters reports it's now called Ministry for Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. It's not a new name. It was around the last time the Taliban was in power. There were many rules that limited girls' and women's autonomy, along with barring them from education and work. The ministry enforced a strict dress code, forced confinement, public executions, and floggings. A top Senate Democrat says he supports General Mark Milley's decision to reach out to China during the final weeks of the Trump administration.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley acted properly, notifying the Secretary of Defense when he reached out to his Chinese counterpart to ease fears about President Donald Trump's mental state, says the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed.
This is something we have to look at, that the Chinese were misinterpreting and there was a possibility that they might do something reckless.
Reed says that at upcoming committee hearings, General Milley should be given the opportunity to explain his actions. Steve Klamkin, ABC News, Providence, Rhode Island.
Len Thomas, see any major traffic problems?
Well, we've got that northbound I-15 crash 2700 south. It's on the left side there that's blocking traffic from Murray. And then in Davis County, Kaysville, a very slow northbound I-15 to Clearfield and Highway 89 from South Weber down to Layton. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.